In the Trenches is back on Sports Talk 790. Home for your home teams.
Let's get right into it. A man who's busy doing a great job for the Houston Chronicle, and we're lucky enough to get him in the trenches very frequently. Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle, giving us a little update on maybe what he has or has not heard in regards to the coaching search with the Houston Texans. Aaron, are you about ready for this whole nonsense to be done so you can move on to something else? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Yeah, I'm enjoying getting to know more about these coaches and talking to people. I was on the phone, actually, when we were first going to start the interview, and it was with Gary Kubiak. And Gary Kubiak, everyone knows, of course. And he worked with David Culley at Texas A&M, and they are good friends. And he said a lot of great things about David Culley, called him the energy in the building. It relates to players extremely well. And I talked to Mike Singletary, the 85 Chicago Bears, where Leslie Frazier, another coaching candidate, led them in interceptions before he tore up his knee. And he said, Leslie Frazier, I learned a lot from Leslie Frazier. He thinks he'd be a great head coach. So, yeah, they have some good candidates that Leslie was here last night interviewing, and then David Culley is interviewing as we speak. He is interviewing with the Texans. So he's the Ravens' assistant head coach, receivers coach, and passing game coordinator. And John Harbaugh thinks the world of him and has been definitely a strong proponent of David getting an opportunity. So, yeah, he's definitely someone that is a strong contender. And I think, you know, they have Jim Caldwell. So that's all their 3 second interviews. They haven't interviewed anyone for a second time yet. And I think it's getting closer. But it's hard to call it. You know, I think that I would say don't rule anything out, including the potential of them hiring David Culley or Leslie Frazier under heavy consideration, and we'll see where it goes. But right now, yeah, they're in an interview, and yeah, no one's, you know, been offered the job or anything like that. But I think it could happen. I mean, that's the thing. Once you have in-person interviews, it's getting pretty serious. You don't get on a jet if you're not thinking highly about taking the job, if it's offered, and them about offering you the job. So yeah, they're at a, you know, serious stage. Yeah, you know, they're the last team that will hire a coach, unless there's some kind of surprise firing later in the year. And here we are, you know, at the 27th of January, and they're getting closer. But, you know, they don't play a game until September. I think it's a point worth remembering. I know everybody wants the coach, they want to decide, they want to know the staff, they want all those things done, but they are right now, yeah, just still in the thick of the process, and I think it's starting to advance.
You were talking to a great man in Coach Kubiak. You were just on the phone with him. Did he? I know this is a little off topic, and we'll get back to it. Did he give you any reason why he retired at such a young age?
No, we didn't. We did not. We kept the discussion to David. He just got back from a vacation. He's going to spend a lot of time with his family. We had a good conversation and caught up some. I covered him in Baltimore, and so we knew each other from there. We kept it to, you know, and he obviously thinks very highly of Leslie Frazier. He knows Leslie really well, too. But we primarily were, part of the conversation, the interview, was to talk about David. But he's doing great, and he's going to enjoy his retirement. And I think, as you know, Gary has had some health things over the years, and some of that can really distress. And so I think health and time with family, and you know, he had such a great career. So I think you can kind of probably read between the lines on some of that stuff. But yeah, it's for Gary. He's doing great, and it was good to catch up with him.
Aaron, I saw your cohort at the Chronicle, John McClain, actually alluded to earlier today that he believes Eric Bieniemy is probably out of the running for the Texans, and he would not be surprised if David Culley will be announced as the new head coach of the Texans by the end of the week. From what you're hearing, I mean, obviously Eric is a little bit sidetracked right now getting ready for the Super Bowl next week, but does it sound like to you, Bieniemy, since they haven't maybe requested another follow-up interview, that he might be out of the running at this point?
I think it would have to be something where the other coaches fall through for that to happen. And you know, they didn't have a second interview with him. They didn't initially request him. So I think you go off the facts and what you're hearing, and yeah, it just seems like they haven't been I know there's some, you know, hope for him still in Kansas City, but I don't know if that's going to develop. I would say that it's more likely they'll hire one of these other candidates than Eric Bieniemy. And they went through the process, they did a lot of research, and they worked on this a lot, and they're looking for something pretty specific in terms of just the type of person they want to hire, the temperament and all those things. They're liking these guys a lot. But, you know, I think Eric, my understanding is Eric did well in his interview, and, you know, they think very highly of him. I have a lot of respect for him. But, you know, a lot of this comes down to fit and just state. I know that everyone will say, well, but that's supposed to be the number one candidate. It, you know, someone can be, and this is something that Gary kind of said to me, not about Eric, but just you could be the right guy at the right time that people, they're looking for a quality. And the thing about David, and yeah, like as I said, as I'm, you know, we've reported all along that, you know, he's a candidate and that he's getting the second interview. And, you know, you saw R.C. Slocum talking about him. He called David Culley the vitamins of your building because he said it makes everyone in the building healthier and more positive. And that's what Gary said. He said, you know, David is the energy in the building, relates to players extremely well, very energetic, has a way of bonding with players, but while also being very demanding of them. And I know from everyone I've talked to in Baltimore, whether it's John Harbaugh, whether it's other coaches on the staff, David Culley gets a lot of respect, and he's a really good guy. So, yeah, take him seriously, whether he gets the job. I mean, until someone gets the offer, you know, trying to get in the cart before the horse. So, yeah, I tend to be a little conservative about this guy, that guy. But I can tell you the information I'm getting is, yes, he has a very good chance. But so does Leslie Frazier. And it's an interesting dynamic because Frazier has a lot of support, too. It's interesting. I think they should wind up with a good coach, and it'll be definitely a different style than Bill O'Brien.
Do you think when a coach is announced, the drama, the other drama with whether or not they're going to trade the quarterback, will that subside as well, or will it just be, okay, we've taken care of this, now we have to take care of this? Do you think that will all kind of be taken care of at the same time?
I don't know if it's like a boom, boom type of situation. That seems, right. That'll be more like what the fans, you know, would want in terms of closure. I would say with Deshaun, you know, you can read the tea leaves a little bit. I mean, nothing's resolved, and he hasn't requested the trade. At one point, I was hearing like that we could be closer to happening than, you know, small signs. You know, like, you know, he's still very committed to the community. You know, he was at a high school basketball game last night at Hightower and taking pictures with one of their top players and, you know, posting all that stuff. And so I think he's showing that he's still, you know, loves Houston and, you know, that loves the fans and is going to be involved in the community. Like he, his business manager, Brian Burney, we wrote about this. Brian was talking to me about the college scholarships that the Summer Reading Challenge winners that for Deshaun, that he pledged to pay for their college tuition. They, you know, they have to get into college and take care of their end of the bargain, but he'll pay for them to go to college for, you know, four educations. And I don't think someone does like that if they're completely closed-minded to, you know, coming back. But it's a really fluid situation. So I think to try to handicap it and say, well, this will happen, I've had a lot of people think, you know, it's over with and it'll never get fixed. It's hard to predict how someone's feelings are. So, like, if you want me to think, if I could tell you, I think a contract gets done. You're talking about a relationship. And handicapping a relationship without talking to Deshaun, you can talk to people close to him, you can talk to the team, but ultimately I think it's a man-to-man thing between Deshaun and Cal until they have that kind of convo and really a good sit-down and hash out some of these things, then, yeah, it's unresolved. I can't predict when that could happen.
Aaron,
I wouldn't want to speculate.
We would be really, obviously, we like the idea of Eric Bieniemy because of the offensive-minded guy with Deshaun, and if it's David Culley, obviously I saw you tweeted out he worked with him at the Pro Bowl last year and has a respect, yeah. And they like one another. If it were Leslie Frazier, though, the defensive-minded coach, where would you say, I mean, wouldn't the OC hire be very important to bring in somebody that could run the offense with Deshaun? And, you know, could you see a scenario where they just keep Tim Kelly if Leslie Frazier's the head coach?
Right, that's why they didn't, you know, let him go for interviews because he's, and he could have interviewed with DQ. He was requested for Detroit and Jacksonville. They received requests. They don't have to grant those requests. They weren't for a head coaching position, so it wasn't a promotion. They didn't have to grant the request. So that's where that was. And, yeah, I could definitely see him being back here as OC, as quarterbacks coach, both. And I think that that could unfold with these kind of, you know, staffings. And the, you'll hear about some stuff. And I hate to drop a lot of names because I don't know, like, yet who's going to get the name. But I mean, I know a lot of, you know, who people would potentially come with. Both guys have worked on staff. There were follow-up calls, actually, with, you know, with the general manager and coaching candidates. And that even included guys that didn't get second interviews, like Matt Eberflus. But I can tell you, like, David Culley's had that follow-up in addition to this interview where, you know, they talked about staff. So that was something where, you know, Nick has been real methodical about, you know, trying to have a follow-up after the initial interview. Because during the initial interview, you want to get to know the coach and the person. And then sometimes you need some details on follow-up. So then you can weigh one person's plan versus another person's plan. But I'm just hearing that he's been really detailed, very process-oriented, very thorough, and real professional. And that's been part of it. But I know some people last week were thinking, and probably getting the impression, like that means that someone's getting a job. It's part of it. Like that's part of the research. And just having a staff formed doesn't mean you're getting a job. I think someone maybe tweeted, not me, but someone else, not from Houston, just said that, you know, Eberflus is the leading candidate. Well, no. But I mean, that's the thing. Like, so like the, with the reporting, it's like you have to get a lot of information. You have to weigh it. And so I heard, you know, about all those things. I didn't actually wind up writing it because it didn't wind up meaning anything because it's the same follow-up that other candidates had, if that makes sense. Just that it doesn't mean someone's getting a job. It just means they're being considered.
Definitely makes sense, and you always make sense when you're in the trenches. As always, Aaron, we appreciate your time and your knowledge, brother.
Thank you.
Bye. Aaron Wilson of The Chronicle. You can follow him at @AaronWilson_NFL. Going to switch gears, talk about the hottest team in the NBA coming up next with Matt Bullard. You don't want to miss that. In the Trenches, only on Sports Talk 790.